especially for Gary Phillips. That's Iron Horse and Sweet Louise. And while we're on that sort of thing, how's about Up and Running? And I think old Johnny and Marie. I think I'll play this one for Martin C, wherever he is in the world about now.
I like that clapping thing, yeah.
Soul lovers, whistling a smile of money in his pocket. They were going downtown, gonna shoot the whole world down. Johnny was smart, Marie was pretty, he was bright, she was witty. They were made for each other, never needed any other lover. Johnny hadn't worked in Nelly for years. He was sick of being told to look for a career. Finally, ladder came. At the top of the ladder was Johnny's name. It said start on Monday. Johnny prayed on Sunday. We said, go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made. Now, Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go all down. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made. Now, Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go all down. Whoa, Johnny worked hard and things got better. Had a little girl they called Rosetta. Then along came another little baby brother. Marie was always good with money. Saved what she could in a job on the honey for a holiday. Dreamed of flying away. Eventually when the summer came, after greening all the bushes and went for Spain. Finally the tickets came. Painted on the ticket was Johnny's name. I said fly on Monday. Johnny prayed on Sunday. We said go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go well done. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go well done. Years went by to hide a happy life. Little Johnny Jr. found himself a wife. Johnny and Marie were proud to say the bride looked a picture on a wedding day. They got wed on Saturday. Johnny prayed on Sunday.
Do it, Marie said. Oh yeah, baby.
Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go well done. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go well done. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go well done. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go well down. We said go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of. Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should go
There's a thing called Johnny and Marie by Up and Running. Aren't they afraid of mice or something? I'm not sure. Anyway, I seem to remember them being played quite heavily on Stoughton Community Radio a long time ago by Martin C. So that one's for him. Right now, Richie, I'll play you your record in a couple of minutes. But first of all, a couple of tracks for Jeff in Sefton Park. Starting with China Crisis. And Black Man Ray.
Whoa! playing more of what you want to hear.
There you go, two in a row there for Jeff and Sefton Park, China Crisis, Black Man Ray, followed by Gary Moore, Out on the Fields. Just got a text to say, don't forget about Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy, who died on the 4th of the 1st, 86, aged only 36. What a waste, that's all I can say. Absolutely, what a waste.
Pirate Radio. Jailbreak. somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail.
To commemorate the sad loss of Phil Lynott. That was Thin Lizzy and Jailbreak. Oh, I didn't realise how young he was when he died. Right, let's see. We had a text from the F1 team owner asking me to play a track, a specific track by Cheech and Chong. Unfortunately, I haven't got any except for Santa Claus and his missus, and I don't really think that's very appropriate. Gary Phillips texted in and said that thanks for the Iron Horse. Thanks, Gary. Yeah, that's great. What next? Oh, yeah, Richie from Wallasey texted in and asked for something a little bit heavy. Well, it'd be nice if it played, wouldn't it, really? Well, there you go, 21st century schizoid man. Woohoo! Can't be bad, can it? That was King Crimson, of course. And that one was for Richie in Wallasey. There you go. Right, what we're going to do now, we're going to play one from Murray, if he's listening. This is Budgie, and In for the Kill.
Hey there, you with a
There you go, especially for Murray, that's Budgie and in for the kill. And I'm running out of time rapidly, actually very rapidly to be honest. Right, we'll have some ZZ Top. Thing called Bad Girl.
Are you ready?
There you go, ZZ Top and Bad Girl, down to two records, scary stuff. Birdland Alternative Radio, text us on 07504 464678, email us mar@rock.com. You're not going to get much by way of a request now, I'm afraid, because we've only got 10 minutes left. Ozzy Osbourne, a track called Crazy Train. We'll be right back. There you go, Ozzy Osbourne and Crazy Train. You know how you can listen again on our website to shows? This isn't one of them because I only started recording it halfway through. Oops! Sorry, Jackie! Anyhow, it's time for me to disappear, more or less. So, I'll play a record now for all the musicians we've lost recently, and for that matter, over the years as well. Very sad. This is Zeppelin, and called Stairway to Heaven.
A sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misheard.
Bustle.
Ended rather abruptly with the last bit missing. Very sad. Play that for all the musicians who've died over the years. they bring such pleasure to us, really, and then, nah, anyhow, enough. Right, it's time for us to go. That's about it for tonight. Very professional-ish, I know. Definitely not on top of my form this evening, which is a bit of a shame, but there you go. Been some fantastic shows earlier anyways. I'd like to say thanks to everyone who's played a part in getting us on the air this weekend thus far. Especially, of course, Bert Williams, and Paul Jay, and Dave Rogers, and all sorts of people, you know. Jackie, of course, too, who does all sorts of running around behind the scenes. Thanks to all the DJs for their shows. All been great tonight, with the possible exception of mine, Mike, you know. and thanks, of course, to you, the listener. All of you. If you weren't listening, it wouldn't be worth doing, would it? We'll be back 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, I believe. Not going to give you the schedule. If you want to go, get the schedule and go to www.mar.me.uk. get it there. You can also sign the guest book or listen to the stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Scary, eh? That's about it from me. I think there's nothing much else I can say that's really important, except for thanks for listening, thanks for taking part. You can text us anytime on 07504 464678, or email us at mar@rock.com. From myself, Roger D, good night. From everyone else behind the scenes, all the other DJs as well, good night. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow, God willing. Look after yourselves. Look after your friends. And look after anyone else who needs looking after, basically. Good night. It goes without saying, of course, we're going to have our usual half hour of closed down music. Local pirate inspired tonight again. Good night, everybody. See you all tomorrow, God willing. Bye bye.
Play more of what you want to hear.
1386 AM.
Become a hero in a marvelous world.
Was it something that you heard, or something that you saw, that made you lose your mind? Did you lose control?
Intoxicate me, even though your folks hate me. There's no one like you, Eleanor, really. You're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Well, since she put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine,
look so
and
fine.
I love it wouldn't take much time for you to
hold
help me run the belt, you get a ride on my heart.
Happy Rhonda, help, happy Rhonda. A happy Rhonda, help, happy Rhonda. A happy Rhonda, help, happy Rhonda. she is so fine. I'll make her mine. Her name is Caroline. 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 She is the fairest of them all. And I'll come running when she calls. She is the girl, the girl of my dreams. My dreams. She's on my mind forever, it seems. It seems. With her forever, we'll dream together. Just me and
amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is good.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child.
You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here.
To be here, and whether or not.
And whether or not it is clear to you. No doubt the universe is unfolding.
As it should.
Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. You are a child of the universe.
Alternative Radio.
Together more complex part of the human anatomy. Situated between the lower back and the upper legs, the arse is both admired and feared in equal measure. The elbow enjoys no such divided opinion, for the elbow has no hidden secrets. It has no unsightly hair, no sound or smell. It is just an elbow. The arse, on the other hand, has the capacity to make many different exotic noises, ranging from the loud, humorous trump to the hushed, melancholy whisper. The elbow remains forever silent. Between the cheeks of the arse lies the sphincter muscle, which is the control center for the waste disposal unit. It is one of the most important muscles in the human body and home to an array of quite frightening odors. The elbow, on the other hand, is completely odorless. Our friend the arse is relentlessly connected to toilet humour. In fact, the toilet, as you well know, was invented just to accommodate the arse. Sadly, there are no jokes about elbows. The joint of the arm attracts neither humour nor ridicule. There's a band called Elbow who seem all right, but that's it. The elbow is just all right. Whereas the arse is a magnificent specimen. Shapely women win awards for things like rear of the year on a photograph bending over in a seductive manner, while funky ladies sing catchy tunes celebrating its glory with songs like I see you baby shaking that ass, I see you baby shaking that ass. Obviously, ass is an American bastardization of the correct term, which is the arse.
I see you, baby, shaking that elbow. Doesn't quite hit the spot. And I don't think the country is quite ready for Elbow of the Year just yet. All in all, they are both very contrasting parts of the most amazing creation, the human body. And yet, it must be said that after all these years, there are still people out there who don't know their arse from their elbow. Mad, isn't it?
Thank you. power.